Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. The first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Motion to approve the agenda as revised.
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve this evening's revised agenda as printed. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion so carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes.
There are no minutes to approve.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are a number of public hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion and to ensure full participation by those present with an interest, hearings will be conducted subject to certain rules. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct will not be tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room. Each application will be announced. The applicant will be asked to come forward and to be sworn in. The applicant will then present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant and any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comment. Supporters go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves and by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak. Please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board may then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case may be voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for a case listed in our old business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence will be taken unless the record was held open at the previous hearing. In addition, items listed under old business are considered after all of the new public hearings, and you're advised it may be late in the evening when such matters come up. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening to view deliberations at the end of the agenda or to call the board's office in the morning for the result. In addition, you may view all of these proceedings live on the internet. For the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or pager, we would request that you turn that off for the duration of the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First case, please.
Case number 11149, Eric J. Polanski, north of Route 54, Lighthouse Road, southeast of Laws Point Road, being lot 66, Block E, within Swan Keys Development, a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
State your name and address for the record.
Eric J. Polanski, 96 Red Point Road, Northeast Maryland.
Are you going to be testifying as well, ma'am?
My wife.
Yes.
Can you state your name and address?
Yes. Charmy Polanski, 96 Red Point Road, Northeast Maryland.
Do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Jane Patchell, and I'm from the law firm of Tunnel and Razor. I'm here tonight representing Eric Polanski in requesting a 4.2-foot variance from the 10-foot side yard setback required under Chapter 115, Article 1, Section 115.42B of the Sussex County Code, and a 3.2-foot variance for the steps that encroach on the northeast side yard setback more than the 5 feet permitted under Sussex County Zoning Code, Chapter 115, Article 2, Subsection 115-183C. Mr. Polanski acquired the property in May 2007, and a survey, which was completed after the settlement, revealed that the mobile home encroached on the northeast side yard setback by 4 feet. The mobile home was placed on the site in that location in 1993, and a certificate of compliance was issued by the county in October of 1995. Mr. Polanski requested and was granted a 4-foot side yard variance back in 2007 after the encroachment was discovered. Unfortunately, Mr. and Mrs. Polanski did not understand that the 4-foot variance only applied to the existing structure and not a new structure. On September 9, 2009, Mrs. Polanski applied for a building permit to construct an addition consisting of a great room and a porch to the rear of the existing mobile home. She provided the building code office with a drawing depicting the location of the addition directly to the rear of the existing structure in perfect alignment with that existing structure on the side. And again, she and Mr. Polanski were under the mistaken belief that the side yard variance obtained in 2007 would extend to the new addition. Their belief was not unreasonable because a building permit was granted for the addition, even with the drawing showing that it extended directly behind the existing structure and the existing structure was in the setback. To Mrs. Polanski's and any reasonable person's way of thinking, why would a building department grant a permit to construct an addition if that addition was built as depicted in the drawing submitted and then was determined to be in violation of the zoning code? As construction progressed, the addition was inspected on September 16, 2009 for the footings, on October 14, 2009 for the framing and foundation, and on June 24, 2011 for the final inspection. During those inspections, no one from Sussex County Building Code Office mentioned anything to the Polanskis about the location of the addition in the setback or that the placement violated the zoning code. The Polanskis did not find out about the need to obtain another variance until their property was under contract for sale and the new buyer settlement attorney had ordered a survey for the closing. The attorney advised Mr. and Mrs. Polanski that they needed to obtain a variance to proceed with the sale of the property. I actually went over to the building office, and they do not maintain the plans that are submitted after a final inspection is completed, but Mrs. Polanski had a copy of her plans. Unfortunately, I didn't have the ability to copy them on a big piece, but if you piece these three pieces together, these are the plans that were submitted. If you look at the center copy, that is the copy that I was speaking of, where it shows the existing mobile home structure and shows the addition built in perfect alignment with the existing mobile home structure. And you'll see that there's an approval stamp on those plans from Sussex County Building Code that they were approved as submitted. We believe that this property is a unique circumstance or condition because the site is only 40 feet wide. In addition, the existing mobile home was placed on the site in 1993 and encroached onto the side yard setback. There is only one hallway in the existing mobile home structure that went from the front of the home to the back of the home. It was on the left-hand portion of the property, actually in the encroachment area. Therefore, the only way to improve this structure with any type of an addition without creating captive rooms was to put a structure on the rear of the property in direct alignment with the original structure, which is what was completed. We believe that that same condition causes an exceptional practical difficulty to improve the property in any other way than the way that it was improved. Because of that, we do not believe that the property could be developed in strict conformity with the zoning ordinance without a variance, because the existing structure and the only hallway in the property already were encroaching and sitting in the side yard setback. The variance, as applied for, is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Otherwise, the existing structure that was completed using drawings approved by Sussex County and going through inspections by Sussex County officers would have to be removed at great expense to the applicant and through no fault of their own. We believe the difficulty was created by the location of the existing mobile home on the site and its floor plan because there was no other way to improve the property. The variance will not alter the character of the neighborhood. The addition has been there for approximately 18 months with no complaints from any neighbors. It will not impair the appropriate use or development of any adjacent property. The adjoining properties are already developed to the north and south of the subject property, and to the rear of the property, which is the east, there's a lagoon, so there's nothing to be developed. The variance will not be detrimental to the public welfare. It represents the least modification possible of the regulations at issue. It's necessary to afford relief to the applicant, and it represents the least modification possible of the regulations at issue. Now, as far as the variance requirement for the sidewalk, because the property already sits in the encroachment area, the zoning code officer required that there be an outside entrance that connected the back patio, which was on grade, with the entrance door. That's where the sidewalk is that you'll see on the survey that requires the additional setback. Again, as this was being inspected, no one ever indicated that they should put that doorway to the addition or the sidewalk from the back porch on the other side, which would be the south side of the property in the side yard area that would not be encroaching in the encroachment that was already there. So I'm going to call up Mr. Polansky now.
Okay.
Mr. Polansky.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been listening to the information that I've provided?
Yes, ma'am.
To the best of your knowledge and belief, is that information true and correct?
It's absolutely the truth.
When you were building this particular property, you did have substantial plans drawn, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And the plans do depict the actual location of the addition in relation to the existing mobile home?
Yeah, nothing's changed from the plans. Yes, ma'am.
And during the inspections, were you or your wife or someone at the property when the county code inspectors came out to do the inspections?
For all the inspections, I was there.
And did anyone mention at any time to you about the location of the addition being in a side yard setback area or the encroachments?
No, ma'am. I thought everything was taken care of when our first variance, when we got our variance for where our trailer was located. And when this came up from the settlement or the attorneys, I was surprised. I thought everything had been through the first time and everything was straight. I had no idea this was this way. If I did, I wouldn't have done this, or I wouldn't have done any of this had it engineered or been for the plans or anything. I meant nothing to hurt the state or the county in any means by this, or to be up here and take up your time for this. I truly believe that our variance is the first time, and that's what it covered.
Thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am.
That's all that we have.
Thank you. Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board? Start Mr. Mills?
No questions.
No questions? Mr. Hudson? Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Rickard?
Yes, Ms. Patchell, you keep speaking, and I just want to correct you on this. When you're speaking about building code and you submitted this to the board, that has nothing to do with Chapter 115.
I understand that.
Do you understand that? But you were saying that, you know, building code didn't say anything to you when they're out there. That's not their job.
I understand that. I was saying that from a reasonable person's standpoint, and that's why I prefaced it.
Okay.
That it said that a reasonable person would assume that this was correct.
But you're well aware that this is what you sent us has nothing to do with the permit itself and the setbacks.
Yes.
And that's what the encroachment, and that's what we're here for, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Okay. No further questions?
No.
Okay. Chair hearing them. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think Ms. Patchell has addressed the standards for granting a variance. There is very much a uniqueness here, and I think she's at least convinced me it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. Obviously won't substantially affect it or alter the central character of the neighborhood or be a detriment and a minimum to afford relief. So I make a motion that we approve case number 11,149.
I'll second that.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we approve case number 11,149. All those in favor of the motion, Mr. Hudson?
Aye, for the reasons stated.
Mr. Workman?
Aye, for those reasons that were stated.
Mr. Rickards again?
Aye, for the reasons that were stated.
And Mr. Mills?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that have been stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,149 is approved.
Thank you.